Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
And now it is time. We mentioned this at the very top of the show. Controversial figure sometimes. Businessman Dennis O'Brien has said that he prefers to hire culchies. Let's hear that clip again.
I hate to say this, but in Digicel, we mainly hire culchies. Why do I think that? It's because anybody who works on a farm knows commerce and is reared in a kind of commerce. Now, it's not a formal commerce that you might get in UCD, but certainly, you know, if you're living on a farm with your parents trying to eke out a living, it's a different world as such. And if you're the 4x4 generation with your mother driving you around Dublin, I'm not sure you learn. You learn different things, and probably good things as well. But I'd err on the side of the culchies.
And there he is, Dennis O'Brien, hardly a culchie himself. But let's get a reaction now from someone who's hired a few culchies in his time. Martin Shanahan, owner of Fishy Fishy Restaurant in Kinsale in County Cork. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good evening.
Can I call you the Dennis O'Brien of the fish world?
Yes, by all means, if you'd like to, by all means, but...
Is he right?
I think he's 100% right, 100% right. You know, what would I say? I grew up in a big family. We didn't have a lot of money. My dad came from farming stock, and we were sent out. I was sent out to work at 11 years of age. I was still going to school, but I was working and I was contributing to the family. And I do think that, I mean, anything that has to do with animals and nature is the best thing that any young person will learn. My daughter show jumps, and she has a horse and a couple of ponies. She's up every morning mucking out, riding them out, you know, and that gives her a grounding, and that gives her pop on and commerce like Dennis O'Brien.
Is that what you mean? Is that what it is, that you have to roll up your sleeves and get at it, get at the work?
I think so. We have a generation, I don't know where they came out of, but there's a generation, maybe was it through second level schooling that they were told, you're going to college, you're going to get a degree, and by 30 years of age, you're going to be a millionaire, and more than likely, you'll be retired. I think a lot of them took that pill, and I think the economy is suffering because of it.
Yeah. Now, Dennis O'Brien, Martin, specifically mentioned dubs, didn't he? Now, in fairness, this is almost like asking a Cork fella. This is scoring his own goal, will you? Or the open goal, asking a Cork about dubs. But he specifically did. He did mention dubs. In your experience, are dubs useless?
No, well, I haven't employed a lot of Dublin people. I think where he's getting from, I think it's probably the city person, the person from the bigger population, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big centres that probably aren't used to. I mean, when you're like on a farm or you're down by the sea, you have to multitask. You have to use your head. You know, there is, even on the fishing side of it, right, there is, you go down to Union Hall, Castletown Bear, these guys multitask. They do a bit of farming, they do a bit of fishing, they do a bit of driving, they do a bit of everything. And for that reason, I think they grow up very fast.
Yeah, the other thing is, and you mentioned it yourself already, the third level qualification. It's not the be all and end all, he says. But I mean, parents up and down the country in country bumpkins like myself and city folk, the parents really scrimp and save to send their Johnny or their Mary to college to get the third level qualification, thinking it's the right thing to do.
But I think that's the mistake. That's where we're making the mistake. Honestly, our middle boy, Ben, is 25, went to college, done a master's. By the way, he borrowed it himself and the bank gave him 10,000 euros without ever contacting us. You know, went off, done his master's, got a master's in HR. He is now over in Australia doing farm work for 3 months, and he absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. And taking from that point, I believe that every transition year student in Ireland, it should be compulsory to do 3 months of farm work.
3 months of farm work?
3 months of farm work in Ireland.
And learn
here's
what?
The thought for you. Learn, do you know what? Learn to connect the brain to the hand and the leg.
Okay.
I think there's no connection. I think most teenagers that come out today, their brain is connected, yes, to their hand and their mobile phone. but they don't know how to do the physical work. They don't know how to work their hands. And I think that's a big problem.
My God, I thought you were going to say learn to make an argument like a farmer,
which would be potent in itself. Naturally. That'll come naturally, you know, when you're down on the farm and the farmer will give you a kick up the arse and say, Jesus, did I not tell you that yesterday, you know?
Before I let you go, how's business, Martin?
Business is very good, thank God, Cormac. Business is very good. Kinsale is very busy. A lot of international guests and a lot of Irish back again, which is fantastic.
Okay. Know? Well, look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I know you're a busy man. It's great to talk to you again. Martin Shanahan, owner of Fishy Fishy Restaurant in Kinsale in County Cork. Thank you.